Hello, everyone. Welcome. And today is Wednesday, February 14th, 2024. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. Hope everyone's having a beautiful day. It is hump day, and it is Valentine's Day for some people. Whatever platform you're listening, or be it live or on the replay, thank you very much. Much appreciated. And hello to you, Miss Brina Brina, and hello to you, Frankie. Hope you are doing well. Hey, Angel Bear, how are you? See where this topic takes us today. Minnesota. How you doing, friend? I hope you are well. And I hope the family's doing well. My Wednesday is going well, Angel Bear. Thanks for asking. Kim 43, welcome. Hope I pronounced it correctly. You'll have to hold off for a minute before I invite people up. Hey, Lou, welcome, welcome. Okay, so I did change the topic from what we were going to talk about. That's going to be next week. But I figured since we were on this roll for the last 2 days into this whole criminal thing. So, all right. So celebrity role models, should they be criminalized if an admirer takes bad advice or hurts someone? So that's what I would like to know. And what I mean by that is you have a lot of people who are just enamored and infatuated with people who are on a celebrity status. They're infatuated with athletes, with so-called movie stars, people who are in the news. They're infatuated with, news people. I mean, they're infatuated with entertainers. I mean, just with a lot of things. So my question is, if you as an admirer goes out and kills someone, or goes out and robs someone, or goes out and, you're protesting, and the person says, you went to the concert the night before, and they're like, okay, I want everybody to go out, and we're going to, change the world, go out there and go out in the streets and start making a lot of noise. And if you have to get rowdy and rough, well, then do it. Well, people go out the next day, and they get rowdy and they get rough. Some things may get broken. Things may get hurt. And you get arrested for doing those things. But can your can one of your defense things be, well, they told me to do it. They told me to say it. Because you do have some celebrities out there that do tend to say things and, you know, people take it to heart. So should they be taking the rap with you? Is there a responsibility that celebrity that comes with that celebrity that they should be mindful of some of the things that they say or do? So if your favorite guitarist in a particular band goes around and they take their guitar and they're smashing windows or what have you, should you do it also? Brandon Burning says, I say yes to a cult leader, a celebrity, though it's tough though. Absent any intellectual disability, that person should know better than to follow orders from calling for violence against others. But okay, but Brina, you bring up a good point, and I was going to bring this up, but I'm going to bring it up now. Okay, so you say yes to a cult leader, but you do what you have, and this is for real, the cult of Beyonce, her and her beehive. Beyonce has a cult. Wouldn't you say that most celebrities who are, you know, who have a big following, couldn't you call them a cult? Hey, Juju, welcome. You know, so, and you say absent any intellectual disability. So, you know, let's say Beyonce says, you know, let's go out and what do you call those things where everybody goes out and they start dancing? What do you call those things? I'm sorry, y'all. Sometimes I'm just not hip. But, you know, everybody is out there dancing, whatever. And let's say that some people kind of take it a little bit too far and they start to get out of control, whatever. Would it be Beyonce's fault because she called everyone out there in the first place and she should have been aware that something could happen? And Brandon says, just like Jim Jones, that was brainwashing. We can turn off celebrities from our TVs and radios and walk away. If you want to, if you want to, but what if you don't want to? I mean, when you think about it, when celebrities sing certain songs and stuff, I mean, some people say, well, in the words, it meant this, and in the words, it meant this. I mean, what if you have people who are calling for violence in their songs? Is that the same thing? Okay, so Bria, why? I mean, I love hip hop, but I'm not going to mimic what they're talking. Okay, you may not, but what if someone else does? Hey, chill. What if someone else does? You may not mimic what they're doing in their songs or calling for, but what if someone else does? What if I do? Does that mean that, you know, if I take up a gun and I kill someone, or, you know, I do harm to someone or something, if I go out and, you know, if I go to a concert and on stage part of their act is at the end of the song, they're like, they have a car up on stage with them and they start breaking the windows and jumping on the cars and stuff. After the concert, could I be so hyped up that I run out there and I start doing the same thing? I chose not any time. I mean, no, and Brita, I totally understand what you're saying. I'm totally understanding what you're saying, but that's you. And then you said, right, choosing to follow someone else's orders is on them. Right. So, okay, but can a defense be, and I totally agree with you, but I'm agreeing up to a point. No, I didn't do the bleach thing either, Lou. But that's what I mean. Absent an intellectual disability is on the individual. But is it, can you say that the person is absent of intellectual capability? I'm not going to say disability. I'm going to say a capability. Because they chose, I mean, you could be the sanest person on earth, but you could like this celebrity or this rock star or whomever so much that you imitate them. I mean, you have young girls who want you dress like Nicki Minaj. They're 11 years old and they want to dress like her. But then again, you have 30-year-old women who want to dress like her. How much influence does celebrity have on the regular person? And I'm not talking about someone with an intellectual disability. We're talking about sane people. You know, can celebrity, in a way, brainwash the people who they're focusing on? Can, I mean, like I said, Beyonce, she has her beehive. Some people call it a cult. So how much influence, you know, do these people have? Define sane? Well, someone who is not, and I'm going to use this word, someone who is not stupid. No, but then again, that's not right, because stupidity can take so many, here's that word, variables. Someone who usually on a daily basis knows the difference from right and wrong. What you should and should not do, but sometimes you get wrapped up in the moment. And Brina says, I mean, I don't want to call anybody stupid, so I'll say their actions were. Okay. And Lou says, common sense. And most people, I think, have common sense most of the time. You know, but what if you're one of those people who, you're at a concert and it just gets so hot and stuffy that you start taking off your clothes because you're just so hot. You're just into the concert and you're just dancing around and whatever and whatever. You're hot and you start taking off your clothes. Is that sane? Do you lose your common sense for that moment? I mean, when you walked in, you were sane. You had common sense. You probably had no intention of taking your clothes off because you got hot. What about people who are on a beach and it's really hot and they decide to skinny dip? Are they sane at that moment? Do they have common sense? What if your favorite actor or whomever, you know, Brad Pitt or somebody, yeah, I don't know. I'm not a Brad Pitt fan, but anyway, somebody like that. They're at the beach and they're like, oh my God, it's so hot. So he decides to go bare butt naked into the water. Everybody's like, oh, look what Brad Pitt's doing. I'm going to do it too. Are you sane at that moment? Do you have common sense? And Brian says, I think sometimes good people get caught up in bad situations, so those just have to take the consequences. Okay. I don't know if I will blame the celebrity, though. Industry likes all that nonsense. And Lou says, my favorite actors are Denzel and Keanu, and thankfully they are both very low-key. You know, so Brian says, I don't know if I would blame celebrity, but how much influence does a celebrity have on people? I mean, you look at the Kardashians. You have a lot of young girls who want to be like them. How much? So can you blame them? You have a lot of older women who want to be like them, who want to dress like them, who want to look like them. So how much responsibility does celebrity have on a person's actions when they act out or they're imitating or they go out and do what the celebrity says? I mean, if a celebrity were to say, boycott this store tomorrow, what are the chances that that store would be boycotted? Depending upon the celebrity, is very likely, as opposed to somebody like me saying, hey, go boycott this store. They're like, yeah, huh? How much influence does celebrity have? Lou says they have influence on people who have no lives and idolize others. But like I boycotted, that hit them hard. Yes, it did. But when Bud Light got boycotted, were they people who have no lives? I mean, I have to disagree with you, Lou, when you say that they have influence on people who have no lives and idolize others, because you have people who do have lives, but for whatever reason, they do idolize others, and sometimes they take it a little too far. So if a celebrity were to stand up and just consistently, they were on the radio or on social media, whatever you want to call it, every single day for 2 weeks. And they said, okay, on March 1st, we're going to do such and such and such. And what they're saying that they're going to do is a crime. They're not going to kill anybody, but let's just say we are going to, you know, do such and such and such. Everybody meet here. We need at least 500 people to show up. Instead, 5,000 people show up, 100,000 people show up. And they all start to do this thing that the celebrity said to do. Be it, let's say they said, we're going to go down Fifth Avenue, and we are just going to break every single window for 10 blocks, but we need 500 people. Like I said, 5,000, 50,000 show up. And they do that. How much responsibility does that celebrity have in terms of that crime? If you consider how popular Michael Jordan was back in the day, he could probably get some kids to do dumb things if they didn't have good parents to steer them in the right direction. Absolutely. Absolutely. But Brina, you also bring up a good point, because how many people made Nike rich because they wanted to have a pair of Jordans? How much influence, and I guess that's what I'm saying. How much influence does celebrity have? If celebrities can influence you to go buy something, and you may not even be able to afford it, you save up all your money to spend $200 on a pair of tennis shoes, when that $200 could have gone to pay a bill. How much influence does a celebrity have if they wanted you to do something that was not right? And Lou says he was my favorite celebrity ever, and I have to put that idea down a long time ago. I hear what you're saying. If they intentionally tried to orchestrate violence, I can see that now. And that's what I'm saying. And you said it perfectly for me. Intentionally trying to orchestrate. But you have a lot of people out there who are sane, have common sense, who do things because celebrity suggested it, put it in a, you know, wrote it in a song, said it in a movie. I mean, you have people who really get upset with a celebrity because they you know, they saw them in a movie or they're in a TV series. They can't separate the celebrity from the character. But what if that character is someone that you imitate that's really evil, and they go off and they do something? Can you blame the writers of the show because they put that character out there? I mean, can I say, well, I did this because the show did this and this is this? Would that be a valid defense? Probably not, but I bet you I get a whole lot of press and people would talk about it, and it would be something that people have to go, on. And Lou says, Jordan influenced a lot for professional athletes and marketing and international sales. Yes, he did. This is why a strong family unit is important. Have to teach the vulnerability of these kids. But what about the adult? What about the adult out there that are just as? That they are, you know, that they will do things that they shouldn't. You have a lot of adults out there are doing some crazy things. And Lou says it's a form of idolizing whenever people admit it or not. You're right. Rita says, oh boy, dumb adults are hard to deal with. You know, I'm just saying, you know, you have a lot of people who look up to celebrity. So, I don't know, y'all. So I come back to my question. If an admirer takes bad advice and follows that advice, hey, Power Girl, if you know, you know, can their defense be so-and-so made me do it, or I was following, not even that they made me, I was doing what they told me to do. How much is that a defense? Depends upon the variable. This is true. Adults should know better, but yeah, I have no excuses for them. So if you were the judge and you were judging someone, because someone said, I heard it in a song. I mean, remember way back when you had Mothers for, I forgot the name of their group, where they were trying to ban some hip hop because of some of the words and some of the things that they were saying that it was bad for kids. But between the words of songs, between things that people hear when they go to a movie, a particular line, when you go to a concert, your teacher, what if your teacher is teaching you certain things? Can your defense be, well, my teacher said it to me. I learned it in school. What if you're in college? You're over 18, you're an adult. And your instructor is teaching you certain things, you know, that's bad advice and that could hurt someone. And you go out and you do what your instructor said or taught you. Should that instructor also be liable? Because your defense is, my instructor taught me. Okay, Brina, so you're saying yes. Okay, I know there's a whole brainwashing variable, but I separate that from celebrities and consider that more of a cult leader thing. But Brina, don't you think that celebrities, in a way, brainwash people? That either be that, you know, you have people who have that persona. Like, you know, you have Lady Gaga, even though she's calmed down a lot, you know, in the last years in terms of how she dresses and what have you. But, you know, how people present themselves is usually not the way they are when they go backstage or go home and they take off the makeup or take off the suit and whatever, and they're chilling. They're a completely different person. So do celebrities, and can they brainwash people? Hey, crazy, can they brainwash people through their music, through their movies? And should they be liable? Okay, and then Brina, you said yes. You said children's minds are malleable, so a teacher should be held accountable. Okay, but yes, in terms of if that child is young, but I said, what if you're over the age of 18 and you're in college and your instructor is telling you something that, you know, is teaching a certain thing, whatever, that may not be right, and then you go out and do it, should your instructor be in trouble with you? But your actions are still your, yes, they are. Brina says, sadly, I think people that really have no lives for a good example or of a productive and kind-hearted person fall victim. Okay. Fall victim to celebrity mind control. So, do you think it's possible that anybody, well, you know what? I am going to say anybody, because I think it is possible. That anybody can fall victim to celebrity, and I'm going to use that mind control that Brina said. That some people get so infatuated. You have some people who are just so infatuated with celebrity that they will do whatever they say. Subliminal messages on your music. I mean, Lou, there probably are. I mean, Brina says, no, I don't like being told what to do in regular life. I can never see me following a celebrity. And Juju says no. So are the people who follow celebrity, are they crazy? Are they not sane? Or do they not have common sense? I mean, those were words that we used earlier, common sense, sane. For some people, that's their life. Yes, that is true. That is true. So again, if I just came back from this concert, I'm the same person. I have common sense. I just came back from this concert. I'm really hyped up. I'm still into the mood and the groove or whatever, you know, and I just listened to this person talk about all this violence in their music, whatever, and I go out to the parking lot and I start acting it out. Can I say I was influenced by so-and-so? I mean, I can say it. But can it be a valid defense? Especially if you look back and see that I've never done anything like this before, whatever, but for whatever reason, I went to this concert and this person was doing all this stuff. Can that be a valid defense? Okay, you can say you got the idea from them, but it's not the artist's fault. Okay, so if I made a record where I was saying, my goodness, I said record, where I say, you know, kill, 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 and you know, just all this violent stuff. And my followers, you know, on the record, you know, and I still have a record player and I still have albums that I listen to. So, it's not the artist's fault, but if I'm saying make this album, record, CD, whatever, kill, you know, fight, you know, go break windows and stomp on people. I'm, you know, and it has a really nice beat and everything, but, you know, I'm still repeating these words over and over and over. Could people who start listening to that, could they start acting it out while they listen to the music? I mean, what if you're listening to the music and, you know, you start killing people and you start stomping people, whatever, you have your earplugs in and whatever. Can you say that you got wrapped up in my music? How much would I be responsible because I made the record? Is there responsibility for the creator? Okay, Brina says, on a whole other subject, I think the industry tries to do that on purpose, but people still have their own minds to choose not to act it out. I agree with you, Brina. I agree with you 100%. And people do have their own minds to choose not to act it out, but some people do. I mean, some people, I mean, you have people who, you look at news at a news show, you have people who hang on and cling to every word that some news people say. And that news person could be totally biased. If that celebrity, you know, your favorite celebrity went on to a news show and they gave an interview, and you are so enamored with that celebrity, you may hang on to their every word. Well, so-and-so said that we should do this, and so-and-so said the world's going to do this. Well, of course I'm going to listen to them because, you know, they're so-and-so, and they made all these records and stuff. People do that. Please don't take hip-hop away. Brina, I'm not a hip-hop fan, so if hip-hop went away, I could care less, honestly. So, in fact, if I had my choice of music that would go first, it would probably be hip hop. Not because of the music itself in terms of the music, but because of some of the lyrics. So, but that's just me. But anyway. But that's my question. Should they be criminalized if an admirer takes bad advice and hurts someone or something? You know, what do you do? Because you have a lot of celebrities out there, a lot of entertainers, a lot of so quote unquote movie stars who are not that great. They're not great role models, but they have their followers. They have their following. And they influence people. Is that a good thing? Yes or no? Hey, Miss Crazy Crazy. Oh, let's try this again. Okay, Crazy, not sure why you're not able to pop on. Mm-hmm. Hey, Blunt, welcome. Oh, okay, all right. Accident just listening. Okay, got it. Ice Cube had a good interview about how the industry uses artists to push an agenda. I'll try to find it and send it to you. I would like to hear that, even though I'm not an Ice Cube fan. I would like to hear that. Oh, boy. Yeah, Brina, how they use hip-hop to glorify violence. Well, I'm glad you said "and a ridiculous meaning." I'm glad you said that "and a." Oh boy. So, I mean, you know, guys, I'm just, you know, again, I'm just, I personally think that to some little bit extent, little tiny bit extent, that celebrity, they do have a responsibility. If you're going to put it out there, then you have to be aware what people are going to do. So let me switch this up a little bit. And Brina, I'm going to ask you, because I've been pushing back on you mostly today. See, Brina says, I mean, sadly, their platform comes with influence and they don't have all morals. Okay. So, dang, Brina, I forgot what I was about to say. Guys, I just lost my train of thought. It was a good question too, Brina. Let's see, I was going to say, what was I just saying? I totally lost my train of thought, y'all. Oh my goodness. Hold on. Let me get it back. Okay, how they use hip-hop to glorify violence. I totally lost my train of thought. Yes, it will. It was something that you said though. How they use hip hop to glorify violence. I'm looking back at the interview industry uses. I had a specific question for Brina, and I cannot think of what it was. Lord, y'all. Yes, crazy. Oh, Lord. Goodness. Anyway, it will come back to me. It will come back to me. Lou says, what about violence in movies? I mean, the same thing, Lou. I mean, how many people want to be John Wick? I mean, how many people, you know, do the cowboy and in politically incorrect Indian thing? I mean, how many people are influenced by movies? Oh, I know what I was going to ask, Brina. Okay, this is what it is. Thank you, Lou. You, thank you. Okay, so Brina, you know, back when you had cigarette commercials, you know, I walk a mile for a Marlboro, the Marlboro man, and all these commercials were smoke. And then they said that smoking was bad for your health. They had to start putting the warning things on the cigarette things, but that hasn't stopped people from smoking, you know. And tobacco companies were being sued by people because they got cancer. They got lung cancer. Did they make them go out and smoke? Did they tell them they had to smoke? I mean, even now, people are still suing tobacco, you know, because they're getting cancer, but they're smoking. They're saying that cancer, I mean, that nicotine is addictive. So does that mean that you can sue your doctor if you get addicted to pain pills? Can you sue them? Can I sue the celebrity because I love your song so much that I listen to it constantly and I'm acting it out? So is that fair? And Brina says, oh yeah, I hate cigarettes. They made it cool. Tobacco companies made money and healthcare companies made money taking care of all the sick people. Okay, but I wish they would ban cigarettes. And Blunt says, I hate cigarettes too. I mean, I used to be a smoker. Until I was like running for a train one day and I was like, nope, can't do it. My conspiracy mind thinks these things will always be around specifically to insurance companies' money. But again, Brina, is it fair to sue a tobacco if you get lung cancer because you were smoking? No one told you to smoke. You were over the age of 21 or however age you're supposed to be now to smoke. No one told you to smoke. No one told you to spend your money. But people are suing these companies and they're winning. You know, people sue places like Roundup. Now, I can understand initially there were chemicals that people didn't know about. It hurt them, but Roundup is still on the market. But it's still your choice to use it. So if you're using it and it's blowing back in your face or you're getting sick, whatever, can you go back and sue them? I mean, I use Roundup, but I put a mask on and I use gloves. And I'm not spraying it when it's windy outside and what have you. I mean, it's like, that's where I guess the common sense comes in. Oh, so now crazy's over here. See, we talking what smoking up? Now.
Well, you said something cigarettes. About people and common sense, and I was like, hold on.
Oh, boy.
Let's back out of that. I just hung up on him. I told him, I was like, you can email me if there's, I'm not fixing to listen to that shit. So what got it is when you said, can someone sue somebody like Roundup or someone, the only instance where it would be, I can't say legal because there's loopholes. The only instance where I feel it would be right is if a company didn't divulge what was in the stuff or didn't tell people or didn't have a warning or whatever. And then that's the companies that should get in trouble, right? Sued and stuff like that. There is companies that do that. Right. They withhold ingredients, yada, yada, yada. If a company full on warns you and you still do it, that is on you and not the company. And just about the music and the movies and the stuff, nobody in the music does not say you go do this, you do that, you do, they're just because you're impressionable or weak-minded or whatever. You people hate it when I say that, but I'm gonna say that because there are people like that. So if you're influenced by something like that, that's music and stuff like that, then that's a you problem. How is that the artist's problem? Because, I mean, if you want to cancel music over people saying stuff they shouldn't say, let's just cancel it all of it across the board. Because even back in the days where the music was better, there was still some questionable lyrics in there. So
well, you're right. But there's still that. So
how is it their fault?
Okay. So again, let's just say, as I said, you and I go to this concert for whatever reason. I'm all into it. I'm like, hey, crazy. It's like when we're leaving. I'm sorry. I'm still all hyped up and stuff. And next thing you know, I'm picking up a rock and I'm throwing through a window because the guy on stage just said, yeah, we all gonna go out and we all gonna have fun and let's throw rocks through windows and stuff. You said I'm not doing that shit.
Oh, then you're a sheep.
Okay, so I get in trouble. I get arrested. Hey, Ace. I get arrested. And at my court hearing, I'm like, but so-and-so said, I was at this concert. I mean, you know, and they look at my background. Well, she's never done this before. She's never done this. And, you know, you come in and say, well, no, Sal's never done this before. She's always been blah, 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 blah. But, you know, I was like, but I just came.
If he jumped off a bridge, would you follow him too? Or
no, I mean, and that's a very good point. See, now you sound like a mother.
No, that's what my dad used to tell me.
No, you're right. I think everybody's parents say when you jump off a bridge.
Yes.
But do you think that even though the judge and the jury would probably look at me and go, no, that's not going to work. But don't you think that it would cause a talking point, that it would make people start
because
to,
people want something to talk crap about? Yes, because okay. People want it's a thing of people. I'm gonna tell you something. This is one thing that I've noticed that has changed significantly from what I've seen. When I was younger, we might not have heard a lot about the bad things because we didn't have social media, you know, phones, all that stuff, text messages, none of that stuff, right? So it seemed like not a lot of bad things happened, but I'm going to tell you that if you really looked at the ratio, the reason why it looks like only bad things happen is because that's all people talk about and that's all people look for to put online because it's dramatic and it gets clicks and likes and all that other stuff. So like that's controversy. When you say it's because of music, first of all, you feel like you're not going to hurt the artist because, right, they're mega millionaires. It won't matter to them. I'm going to throw it on them. And then that way people use that kind of stuff to sue the artist because of that. And for trauma, for mental anguish, for whatever it is, people are so happy over everything. But you're looking, you're creating controversy just to create controversy. You know what I mean? Like, of course you can blame anything on anybody, but why aren't we blaming the source? Why isn't the source the problem?
Okay. I like what Brennan said. Nope, I work tomorrow. I got no time for jail. Okay, so what Lou says, he says the opium crisis caused massive lawsuits. Okay, so can you sue your doctor if they are giving you this painkiller and you get addicted? Should your doctor have known that there was a possibility of you getting addicted, or should they not have given you that prescription so high, so low? I mean,
I'm going to tell you my opinion on that. I believe that some doctors know and don't care and they shouldn't be in trouble. But I also believe the ones that do it because they feel like maybe they're naive, right? Maybe they're naive doctors. They've got some addict people talk good talk. I'm just saying, I think overall they should be trained better and there should be a better system in place for this kind of stuff to not happen. Also, it's on purpose because they also get kickbacks from pharmaceutical companies. Yeah. So I think that if you can prove they have pharmaceuticals, have them in their pocket, vice versa, they did something on purpose, they knew you were already addicted, but they kept giving it to you anyway, was it against the law to do that? I think in some places it is. If they know you're addicted or have any signs, you're supposed to report it. You're not supposed to. So I think if there was an actual crime committed, then yes. I think if it was, well, I had no idea.
Okay, so let me push back on that and give you a variable. So so you say if there was a crime committed, so couldn't you, in a way, I'm playing both sides here, couldn't you in a way say that doctors who keep prescribing over and over and over are drug dealers? So why not arrest them, but you're arresting the person that's on the corner? So I'm just saying. So
they are, yeah. And
shouldn't they be treated the same way?
They as should that
drug
be held
dealer that's on the corner? Okay.
They should be held accountable. And I say that because both of them, whoever it is, should be held accountable because you're feeding into something you knew was a problem. If you go to a bar and you are drunk and that bartender knowingly serves you drunk and leaves and gets in a crash and kills somebody or whatever, they can sue that bar. That bar is going to lose his license and all that because
okay, so you said, okay, so if this bartender is knowingly giving you drinks and they know that you're drunk and then you leave and you go whatever, can't I say the same thing about that concert that they're up there saying all these suggestive words and stuff? I leave that concert and I go out and do whatever
suggested.
I am high on the concert.
Means that you're weak-minded because you're letting words. Okay. These people are inebriated. Then I'm just saying this as an example.
Okay. No, these people are inebriated.
But if someone, that means you're I understand adrenaline, what is the serotonin, the whole, trust me when I tell you I used to mosh, all right? I was a mosh pit person, all right? So I get it. So that's a full-on example right now is at metal concerts, there's mosh pits. People break arms, legs, there's been very bad injuries. I'm pretty sure there's been deaths. None of those artists were responsible for that. And they shouldn't have been. You know why? Because you climbed into that mosh pit. You knew what was going on in that pit. You got in there. They didn't tell you, go get in the mosh pit, get fucked up, break a leg. Nobody said that to you. You know what I'm saying? But a doctor that knowingly knows you're an addict, because you know what an addict is. Come on. There's very few naive doctors. Knowingly hands an addict pills. And just to get them out of their face because they're annoying or whatever it is. Because doctors do this stuff all the time. They don't want to, they write prescriptions without even seeing people. That should be illegal.
You make very good points. Very, very good points.
You're saying. Because the variables are so tough. Like I said, there's a very small percentage of people that shouldn't be held accountable is what I'm saying. The small percentage of naive, innocent, really didn't have any clue, right? So I want to say people that have never seen an addict, and maybe it's the mom, the one that looks like a stay-at-home mom somehow keeps her a functioning addict, and you were some small town doctor and you kept handing them pills. Oh, well, they're in pain. They talk. I mean, okay, maybe amongst the millions of them that already are getting paid to shove pills down our throats on purpose.
Okay, so let me ask this. Let me read what Brina says. Brina says, weed heads are super peaceful. People that are drunk or on other types of drugs are a different story. Blunt says there has to be a sense of accountability. And I'm going to read what Ace said. We have a nation of lemmings. Sadly, the critical thinking and self-regulation is fading. And Blunt says, no, if you abuse it, that's on you, just my opinion. Brina says, the opiate crisis is a bit different, in my opinion. Those stocks were greedy as hell. All right, I'm going to say something, and I don't mean to trigger anyone, but this has happened at some concerts, all right? Let's say you're at a concert. The person that's on stage are doing some very sexual things, whatever. And let's say someone in the audience is triggered from that, and they get sexually molested. Is that person on stage responsible because they were the ones that put the suggestion?
What the hell?
Technically,
I'm sorry. Hell no. Hell, because if you're already a dirty ass dude, sorry, if you're already a dirty little, that's, you are already like that. It don't take no concert to make you do that. You are already that way.
Okay.
Ooh, that.
I said it might trigger someone. I play both sides. So, you know, all right. All right. Something to see.
There are some things that are clear lines. To be honest, there's a clear line of, whoa, that's way there's that gray area. There's the line and gray areas on either side of the line. There are some things that just completely blow that and should be boom. That's the answer to that. But you're going to get people that will argue that point you just asked till the day they'll stand right on the hill and tell you it's the person on the stage that caused that problem. Or it was some other, the person wearing something or smelled a certain way or whatever. So.
Okay. Brina says, are we talking Usher and Alicia Keys? I don't listen to Usher and Alicia Keys. I have no clue what you're talking about. So
the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
The Super Bowl was a very, there was a performance between Alicia Keys and Usher, My Boo. And he was very touchy-feely, and it caused a whole uproar, and, okay, you know.
I did not watch the Super Bowl, so I have no clue. Dark and demonic, too.
Nobody, that didn't happen to anybody, but it was a whole, just a, oh, my gosh, he was so, he did put his hand all over that booty, but, you know, I mean, whatever.
Didn't he just get married?
They both were.
They both married? So, all right.
So, I mean, I'm just saying, look, that they performed something, and I'm going to tell you, that's just another show for you, is the performance. Do they keep it separate? How about their spouses? Because that's what everybody was saying. But here's the thing about that. Guess who wasn't the one saying it? The spouses didn't say anything. Everybody else did that. You see what I'm saying?
So, okay, so let's just take that from what y'all said that they were doing on stage. And let's say husband, wife, partners, whatever, went home that night after watching the Super Bowl performance, and they got into it, you know, they got all sexual, whatever, and they said they got the idea from from them. And they start, I mean, I'm just saying, they got into the mood, and they, you know, and they did that. They got that from Usher and Alicia Keys. I'm just saying, I'm trying to connect some dots here. So is it possible that someone can still do something from what someone else does on stage or whatever, and, you know, whatever. Y'all know what I'm trying to say, so.
That is absolutely absurd. Like, that's absurd. I wish somebody would tell me that something from TV on a Super Bowl show.
I'm not saying necessarily a Super Bowl show. I'm just saying, you know, at that concert or whatever that
so watching, what, them, wait, what's watching the them
made watching them. Okay, what I'm saying is, what's the difference from when people listen to like a Barry White song or a Luther song, and they getting into the mood with their girlfriend or boyfriend or significant other, whatever, and they go back and they, you know, they knocking boots, whatever. What's the difference from that same? From that same song, someone says, I got into the mood. There's this girl that I really like. You know, even though she never gave me the time of day, I was listening to Barry White, and I just had to, you know, whatever. And he acted on his emotions. What's the difference between Barry doing it for these consensual people and Barry turning on somebody who
Barry's fault though.
I'm just saying.
I wish somebody would walk into court talking about Barry White made me do it. Go straight to jail. Don't even try and put him in jail.
So are you trying to say guilty. Crazy that's not a variable?
How is that solid? That's almost fantasy land. But you know what's messed up is I can see someone, because people will say the most off the wall, and you're just like, how do you even hear yourself and go, well, that's the reason you gave me for what you just did? I mean, that's a clown reason. In other words, if someone said that some shit like that to me, I'd be like, see, you're playing games. You know, you're playing games. Like, you're being funny.
Okay,
you
think you're being funny. Okay, so what about this? Now, this one just popped in my head. So since I'm talking on this sex side part of it. All right. So what if you had an athlete, a big name athlete, whatever, macho, whatever, and says, I don't use condoms. Condoms are for suckers. Guys don't use condoms, whatever. So a guy doesn't use a condom, and he doesn't get anybody pregnant, but he's passing around STDs. Can he blame the Can he say, well, so-and-so said, okay.
Did he grab his wiener and put it in someone?
Okay.
I mean, he could blame him if someone physically took him, picked him up, and used him like a puppet. to, you know, I mean, but other than that, see, those are puppets without strings. That's not the puppet master is not, they're not, they don't even know their puppet master. You know what I'm saying? Like, people, that's insane to me. That's insane to me. If like, you just look at somebody, I was tilting my head like a dog right now. Like, what? Like,
well, I did just tell Brian that I was reaching, but you know,
getting disturbed visuals.
Oh Lord, you know, I gotta take you there, you know. But you know, but again, crazy. Now that crazy's on the show again for 2 days in a row, I can say I love that word, variables. I like taking the variables here and there. So,
dude, you taking variables to fantasy land or something, bro? Like, I just. But the thing is again, there's somebody out there that doesn't think that's crazy.
Right, this is what I'm saying. So I'm just saying that you have people out there who have used for a defense or whatever. You know what? In fact, back in 2017, when Trump became president, there was a 10-year-old boy. It sort of made the news, but not really. He was on the playground, and he grabbed this little girl's vagina. And he said, "The president does it, so why can't I?" So again, you have, it sounds funny, but you look at it, it's like,
no, well, it's not little, funny. I'm laughing.
You know, I mean, right. I'm just saying, you know, that is, you know, that he's 10. So again, how much influence do people have?
Okay. Let me answer that question. How much do people hype up the president? How many times has that little boy heard the president's the man? You should listen to the president. Who exactly is he going to blame it on? Because I'll bet you it's not because the president said it. It's because somebody else hyped up the media, hyped this little boy up, and every other little boy and girl in America, tell them they could be president of America if they want to someday. So how is he not? That should be. Or, and I'm going to tell you the other side of that. Maybe the president shouldn't be saying certain things, because they know the influence they have, right?
Okay, right. So again, is there responsibility on people who make records, on athletes, on
I don't think that I'm gonna stick with the president. You know why? Because nobody's gonna down the president. But I'm not talking about. Oh God, this one's really tough because maybe none of them should, because I mean, you can't really do one without the other. I guess what I'm saying is that we're not supposed to look at the president in a certain light or type of way. So he shouldn't be allowed to speak a certain way, yada, yada, yada. Nobody looks at actors and musicians the same way. They're not supposed to. They are not supposed to be high kings, right? They're not supposed to be.
Some people look at them that way.
I understand, but that's on them. That's how they, but the president is told to you, this is your president. You see what did you see? Do you see where I'm trying to go?
Yeah,
with this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is the same at the same course of when we were little, when they said the police, the firemen, the yada yada yada, right? That's the people you go to. I would never say that now to except for firefighters, but the rest of them know. But like, it's perception versus position. I think that a person in the government with that ranking, which is a president of this whole entire country, maybe not held accountable, like, you know, I don't know to what extent, but I think that it's a little different than somebody who's a musician, because they're not supposed to be held at that level, even though most of them are seen like that to a lot of people. Again, these people are people that probably see multiple people that way. Do you see? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're easily just followers, just influence, just Well, I don't know. I don't know how to explain that part.
No, I totally get it. Brina says regular TV is always playing irrelevant stuff like that for the kids to see. Also, sometimes we have to separate the person from their politics. Very good. Very true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, y'all, I went from way over here to way the hell over there today. So, Miss Crazy, do you have any last words?
No. Don't believe anything you hear and only half of what you see. So that's how I feel about it. Okay. The whole thing. Because it just, that this whole show proved a fool's world. It's anything anybody wants to make it. It's only what you believe is real that's real. You know what I'm saying? Nobody else can convince you otherwise or whatnot. So just, don't follow in, because everything you see that's big isn't good. I'm just saying.
Oh, I'm gonna leave that.
I had to throw a shorty.
Had to leave that one alone. Okay, y'all. Crazy, thanks for popping up on the panel. Much appreciated as always. And you guys, thanks for listening. And Brina, I have to say, I'm glad Crazy came up, because I was pushing back on you, girl. So anyway, I'm gonna leave y'all with a little bit of Michael Jackson. The Way You Make Me Feel. Here we go. It never fails. Michael Jackson always has me jumping around, hopping around, trying to throw my leg up in the air and getting a cramp. Anyway, y'all, thank you so much for coming and listening, and enjoy your day or evening wherever you are. And again, Crazy, thanks for popping up. And I hope to see you guys tomorrow at Mother House. Exactly, the Michael Jackson kick. Bye.